And now let us give the floor to our eminent speakers. Let me introduce Emilio Porcaro from CPA Metropolitano di Bologna, founder and currently chairman of REDAP, standing for Adult Education Italian Network. He is also founder and former chairman of APIDIS, standing for Professional Association of Italian Teachers to Foreigners. I wish to thank him for allowing us to introduce the Dean Project to a large audience during the 2017 CPA Interregional Seminar in Salerno, where it was met with great enthusiasm. During that seminar, our dictionary, which was not fully developed, was appreciated, and our colleagues from the CPA of Ravenna proposed as partners for the Erasmus Plus project. So, I will give the floor to Headmaster Emilio Porcaro. It is an honor to have you here. Good morning. It is a pleasure to take part in this webinar for the presentation of DIM, which, as already mentioned, I got to know in 2017, and which, in my opinion, is a useful tool for teaching activities in all CPA schools. I wish to thank my colleague, CPA Avellino Headmistress Maria Stella Battista, for inviting me, and as chairman of REDAP, let me greet you on behalf of Italy's CPAs. My appreciation goes to the teachers who carried out the project, but above all to all the students who contributed to its development and enhancement. It is the outcome of a joint effort, and I will make sure it will be disseminated through the REDAP network. I just want to share some reflections about language versus languages in CPA schools. I'm keen on quotes, so I've added a few in my slides. The first one is from the book of Genesis. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That it was why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. On the contrary, CPAs are places where languages meet, come into contact with one another, and produce new energy. Thinking about this relationship between language and languages, I came up with many reflections, among which six related to adult education stood out. Mother tongue, L2, foreign language, Italian language, multilingual competence, language teachers. These are six topics we deal with every day. Let's take a brief look. In CPA schools, there are as many mother tongues as cultures, making these institutions linguistically richer than any other Italian school. This teaches us the value of linguistic diversity and multilingualism. 2 years ago, Bologna CPA carried out a survey and found out that 96 different languages, including Italian, were spoken. A remarkable number. I recall De Mauro's linguistic monolithism. It's a sort of linguistic radicalism which leads us to believe that our own language is the one true language. Less widely spoken languages are offered new spaces and new tasks, thus leading to the acknowledgement of human linguistic rights. This results in linguistic democratization. The second reflection is on L2 in Italy. A foreigner's L2 is Italian, and it is used for communicating, which is a primary need, for studying, as our students attend school, for working, as previously mentioned. But it is also used for achieving citizenship competence, as it is a requisite both to get a visa and to apply for Italian citizenship. Therefore, L2 is necessary for exerting one's rights. Third reflection, foreign language. Our schools also provide foreign language courses for both Italian and foreign students. I found out that CPIs throughout Italy have several foreign language courses: English, French, German, Russian, Spanish, Arabic, Asian languages. There is even a Latin course in one of the CPIs, which fuels that liveliness that underlies all CPI activities. Fourth reflection, the Italian language, our national language, which becomes a vehicular language for teaching and conveying information to foreigners. It's a means to integration and inclusion. It is a requisite to get a visa. Last but not least, it is the mother tongue of illiterate or poorly literate Italians who are surrounded by poverty and neglect. This primary need is perceived particularly by those involved in prison education. Fifth reflection, linguistic competence or multilingual competence, which is the second key competence for lifelong learning. Using languages as a means of effective communication, this competence places emphasis on the historical and cultural aspects of a language, as well as its relationship with classical languages, Greek and Latin, which are the foundation of Western and European cultural identity. Grammar and vocabulary are essential for achieving this competence, which brings us back to your project, the DIM. Last reflection, our teachers. There's not just one professional figure. There's a long list. Teachers of Italian, teachers of Italian literacy, teachers of foreign languages, mother tongue teachers who are often employed by CPI schools, teachers of Italian as L2. Then there are cultural mediators and interpreters. This long list of professional figures accounts for a multi-layered working field. Several languages coexist within a CPIA, making it a multilingual microcosm. There's a whole world inside a CPIA. When you enter a CPIA, you find yourself in the Tower of Babel, as previously mentioned. Language learning is essential to communication, visa and citizenship application, social inclusion. What needs to be done? Things are not easy. There are still many open issues and problems. Here are some. Improving Italian language teaching and foreign language teaching. How? By increasing the hours allotted to Italian literacy courses, providing B1 courses, providing support for both foreign and Italian literate or poorly literate students. Encourage the knowledge of foreign languages in order to develop multilingual competence. Introducing different teaching methodologies, such as CLIL, Content and Language Integrated Learning. Finally, enhancing new technologies and digital devices, which have been and still are extremely useful in these difficult times. Technology is an asset to language teaching and learning. I believe the DIM project is a clear example as it conveys the CPIA's mission to the digital world.
One more reflection. GPS mirrors society. There are places where languages meet, come into contact with one another, and produce new energy. Languages have their own life and soul. And now, a quote in Latin, a dead language, but important nonetheless. As Horace said, multa renascentur quae iam cecidere, cadenque quae nunc sunt in honore vocabula, si volet usus, quem penes arbitrium est, et jus et norma loquendi. Many words which have now fallen away will be reborn, and many which are now held in high esteem shall fall away if common usage desires it. Thank you, and have a nice day. Thank you, Headmaster Porcaro, for being here and for your GPA training activities. You said there's a whole world inside the GPA. I really appreciate it, as I believe it's true.